about the late Douglas Mabley.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I expected to find you in your dressing gown, still finishing breakfast.
I made an early start. We have to go out.
Oh, yes? And how did you get on yesterday afternoon with, what's his name?
Gable. He was very helpful and told me exactly what I needed to know.
Oh, that's good. What did he say about
that? Well, as good as it might have been. This telegram arrived a few minutes ago.
Please come at once. House burgled during night. Police in possession. Mary Mabley.
I blame myself. I should have asked you to spend the night on guard at Three Gables. Her solicitor clearly proved to be a broken reed. Well, there's nothing for it but another trip to Harrow Weald. And I fear we shall be too late.
I'm afraid you've had a wasted journey, Mr. Holmes. There's no chance for you in this case. It's a common old garden burglary. Well within the humble capacities of the poor old police force. No experts need apply.
I'm sure the case is in very good hands, Inspector, but are you sure this is just a simple burglary?
Oh, no doubt about it. We know pretty well who the men are and where to find them.
Yes, Barney Stocktail's gang, of course.
Hey, but how did you know that?
Well, they've been seen lurking about in the vicinity, I fancy.
Yeah, that's true enough. Luckily, they don't seem to have got away with anything much.
Perhaps you'll tell us everything you know.
Well, it happened last night. Signs of break-in and entering. The lady of the house was chloroformed and then...
Good heavens. How is she? Where is she?
I'm here, Dr. Watson. A little faint and dizzy, but as you see, I'm otherwise unharmed. Good morning, Mr. Holmes. I am very glad to see you.
We came as soon as we received your message.
Please, madam, sit down.
Oh,
you've been through a very nasty ordeal. And you need rest.
Well, it was entirely my own fault. Yesterday you gave me good advice, Mr. Holmes, and I did not take it. I didn't wish to trouble my solicitor, so last night this house was unprotected.
You look very far from well. You really should be in bed.
Please don't worry about me. I want to help you as much as I can.
You can leave all that to me, madam. I've got all the particulars right here in my notebook.
Nevertheless, if Mrs. Mabley is not too exhausted, I would be very interested to hear what she has to tell her.
Well, there isn't much to tell. No doubt the wretched Susan helped them to break in. She knows the weak points in the house. I was only awake for a moment before they thrust a chloroformed rag over my mouth. No idea how long I remained unconscious, but when I came to, I saw two men going through my son's luggage. I left it at the foot of my bed, intending to begin unpacking this morning. I tried to stop them. I think one of them struck me because I remember no more.
Seems that the parlour maid heard the commotion because she began screaming out of the window. We were round her pretty sharp after that, but the blackguards got clean away.
What had they taken?
Oh, that's the strangest part of it. As far as I can tell, there's nothing missing, certainly nothing of any importance. They were only interested in my son's luggage. I'm sure he had no valuables.
And they left no clue whatever?
No, nothing. Except a single sheet of paper crumpled up on the floor.
In Douglas Mabley's handwriting, which means it's not much use to us. Now, if it had been in the criminal's handwriting, that might have been a very different matter.
Yes, yes. If the burglars had left you a signed note, that would have been extremely obliging. All the same, I should be curious to see the paper.
I never let anything slip past me, however trifling, Mr. Holmes. Here it is.
And what do you make of this manuscript, Inspector?
Looks like the end of some sort of story, so far as I can see.
You notice the number at the top of the page, 245. Now, where are the other 244 pages, I wonder?
Well, I suppose the burglars must have got those. I dare say they were in such a hurry they picked up the first thing that came to hand. Much good may it do.
May I see that? Thank you. She smiled at him, and at that moment, love died and hate was born. Man must live for something. If it is not for your embrace, my lady, then it shall surely be for your undoing
and my complete revenge. You observe how it suddenly changes to the first person.
I suppose the author was so carried away by his own story that he imagined himself in the hero's place.
Yes, well, we shall see. Now, if you'll excuse us, Mrs. Mabley.
Off already, Mr. Holmes.
There's nothing further for me to do here. Now the case is in such excellent hands, Inspector. By the way, Mrs. Mabley, didn't you say you wanted to travel?
That has always been my dream.
And where would you go? Cairo, Madeira, the Riviera?
If I had the money, I would go round the world.
Yes, quite so. Well, goodbye for the...